This is the Elaine via remote. I'm Marissa Belton.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. That delivers a major victory to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community amid concerns over an erosion of their rights in recent years. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the conservative-controlled court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed to the bench by President Donald Trump, joined the majority opinion. President Trump's other appointee, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, led three conservative justices in dissenting. They argued the issue should be settled through legislation. A prosecutor in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta says he expects to decide by midweek whether to bring charges against a white policeman who shot a black man to death after an altercation at a fast food restaurant last Friday. Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Paul Howard told CNN on Sunday he's reviewing the circumstances surrounding the death of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks, a restaurant worker who was the father of three young daughters. Authorities say Brooks was shot to death by an Atlanta police officer, Garrett Rolfe, after Brooks grabbed another officer's stun gun and pointed it at Rolfe as he tried to run from the parking lot of a Wendy's restaurant. The two officers were attempting to handcuff and arrest him after he failed a sobriety test. The Brooks shooting drew new protests in Atlanta over the weekend, with 42 demonstrators arrested, and the Wendy's restaurant where the shooting occurred set afire. It's the latest killing in the U.S., raising questions about police use of force, in which an African-American man died in police custody. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Demonstrators calling for a stop to police brutality are preparing to continue their protests Monday, 3 weeks after the death in police custody of George Floyd in Minnesota, and just days after police shot Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Monday's demonstrations include a march on the Georgia State Capitol and protesters gathering in Washington, D.C. in Lafayette Park across from the White House. Lafayette Park is where 2 weeks ago law enforcement forcefully cleared a peaceful crowd shortly before President Donald Trump walked through the area to stand with a Bible in front of a nearby church. The Georgia protesters are gathering outside the State Capitol building in Atlanta, where lawmakers are returning to work after a coronavirus shutdown. The demonstrators, organized by the civil rights group NAACP, are demanding lawmakers take up criminal justice reform. Most Democratic state lawmakers, who are in the minority in the Georgia House and Senate, say they are ready to act on such reforms. But Republican lawmakers and some Democrats say, with only 11 days left in the session, there's not enough time to make changes. Cafes and restaurants in Paris opened on Monday for the first time since the lockdown to prevent the spread of the coronavirus came into effect there on March 14th. President Emmanuel Macron announced the reopening in a televised address on Sunday. Cafes and restaurants had already been allowed to reopen in other parts of France. Macron said the fight against the virus is not over. He said people must still respect social distancing and they must be prepared in case the virus comes back stronger. Macron also announced that as of Monday, France's borders are open for travel to other European Union countries. A resurgence of COVID-19 infections in Beijing has ended the Chinese capital's two-month-long virus-free period and threatened to cloud China's self-proclaimed success in combating the pandemic. A week earlier, China released a 37,000-word white paper chronicling its months-long fight against the coronavirus and heralding its success in containing COVID-19. As of Sunday, the number of confirmed cases in Beijing has surged to 79. Countrywide, China totaled 177 confirmed cases on Sunday after having accumulated more than 83,000 patients in the past 6 months. And since Saturday, Beijing has closed itself to tourists. A Russian court on Monday sentenced a former U.S. Marine to 16 years in prison on espionage charges. Paul Whelan is 50. He was accused of spying for the United States after he was handed a flash drive by an acquaintance in Moscow at a wedding in 2018. You can find more on these and other stories on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.